This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik participates in the 150 years of Vande Mataram celebration at the State Banquet Hall, Itanagar. Sikkim joins the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram at Manan Kendra Gangtok. Director General of Akashvani Rajiv Kumar Jain lauds Akashvani Kohima for its unique contribution to public broadcasting. Employees of Akashvani Aizawl gathered for a Vande Mataram sing-along at their office at Tui Kwang Klang, Aizawl. Now the news in detail. In Arunachal Pradesh, Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik participated in the 150 years of Vande Mataram celebration at the State Banquet Hall, Itanagar, yesterday. The governor said that it reminds the glorious past and stands today as a living celebration of unity, courage and unbreakable bond and symbol of India's unity, dignity and resilience. Addressing the youth, the governor urged them to serve with sincerity, lead with compassion and uphold the unity and harmony that forms the essence of India. Arunachal Chief Minister Pema Khandu also joined the celebration in Tawang and in a social media post said Vande Mataram is a sacred hymn that stirred the hearts of countless freedom fighters, a timeless call of devotion to the motherland and a soulful prayer that continues to awaken love for Bharat in every generation. Sikkim joined the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram at Manan Kendra Gangtok yesterday. Governor of Sikkim, Mr. Om Prakash Mathur, was present as chief guest. The program also had Lok Sabha MP from Sikkim, Indra Hang Subha. At the beginning of the program, the virtual message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi was telecasted. Governor Mathur said, "Vande Mataram is not just a song, it is the soul of Mother India. This is a mantra of the consciousness of the freedom struggle and the unity of the nation." Mathur narrated the historical journey of the song composed by prolific writer Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay in 1875, when first sung by legendary poet Rabindranath Tagore in 1896. Since then, it became a source of inspiration for the freedom fighters and even today for generations. The governor paid tribute to Sikkim's freedom fighters, Vande Pokhrel, known as Trailochan Pokhrel, and Helen Lepcha, known as Savitri Devi, who actively participated in the uncooperative movement and Charkha movement and lived the spirit of Vande Mataram in their life. Director General of Akashvani Rajiv Kumar Jain yesterday lauded Akashvani Kohima for its unique contribution to public broadcasting. Speaking during the interaction with staff on his second day of visit to Nagaland, Mr. Jain said the station is among the few in the country that regularly airs news and programs in multiple dialects, the highest in the network. He said this multilingual outreach makes radio a true people's medium, helping preserve linguistic diversity and strengthen Akashvani's connect with communities. Mr. Jain also reaffirmed Akashvani's commitment to public service broadcasting and cultural preservation, noting that Akashvani's strength lies in its talent pool of skilled presenters. He highlighted the importance of continuously integrating fresh talent while retaining experienced voices. He encouraged the staff to create unique content and explore untold local stories that reflect the region's rich culture. The DG also held a review meeting with sections including program, news and engineering at Akashvani Kohima. As part of the nationwide celebration marking the 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram, the employees of Akashvani Aizawl gathered for a Vande Mataram sing-along at their office at Tui Kwang Klang, Aizawl. Director and Mizoram Cluster Head Poo D.R. Lalrupoya described Vande Mataram as a symbol of unity, strength and inspiration for the people of India. He said the song continues to guide and uplift citizens, evoking both national pride and emotional connection to India's freedom struggle. Vande Mataram is the strength and spirit of our people. It inspires us to move forward with renewed determination and reminds us of the sacrifices that built our nation, the director said, urging everyone to draw new energy and purpose from its message. IIMC Aizawl also observed the anniversary with faculty members and students joining together to sing the national song and reflect on its historical significance. in Manipur. Union Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, carried out an extensive inspection of various project sites in Jiribam and Borebekra subdivisions yesterday. The minister reviewed ongoing works at Lalpani Primary School, the Sonapur Amrit Sarovar site, the One Stop Center at Chindong Lekai, the Gulam Chat Child Care Institute at Patchau, and the Kadam Tala Anganwadi Center. The minister also visited the district hospital at Ningsinghul, where she interacted with doctors and patients and assured full support for improving services. Other sites inspected include the rubber and agar plantation at Ningsinghul, the Vana Mahotsava Nursery Center at Uchathol, and Kalinga Nagar Water Treatment Plant, PMAY Urban Houses at Luckypur Ward 9, and the PWD Guest House at Bapupara. Nagaland's advisor for social welfare, Wapang Konyak, has announced plans to establish the old age home in every district of Nagaland. Addressing an ICAM for senior citizens at District Hospital Mon yesterday, he reaffirmed the department's commitment to uplifting vulnerable groups, including the elderly, by providing social assistance, meeting nutritional standards and protecting those at risk. He highlighted government schemes such as the old age pension, elderly helpline and charity care. The program was jointly organized by the Social Welfare Department and Mercy Eye Center, Dimapur, supported by District Hospital Mon. The 49th edition of the 100 Drums Wangala Festival saw a significant turnout at Wangala Adan Chebagre, with Saleng A. Sangma MP joining the celebrations alongside other dignitaries. The day's events featured the rhythm of 100 drums and the Ragula ceremony, drawing large crowds to witness the vibrant cultural performances. The festival was abuzz, with attendees enjoying traditional cuisine and purchasing antique crafts from various stalls. Saleng A. Sangma, in his address, emphasized the importance of preserving the Wangala festival and the Garo identity, culture and traditions. He noted that while the festival is celebrated when enthusiasm in Meghalaya, Bangladesh and Assam, the Achik people alone are losing their identity, highlighting the need for concerted efforts to preserve their heritage. Sanbor Shulai, Minister of Arts and Culture, Meghalaya, also took part in the festival and interacted with all stall owners while sampling traditional drinks. Sanbor Shulai, while talking to media, expressed his delight at the celebration. He mentioned plans to discuss financial assistance for the festival with the Chief Minister, highlighting its cultural significance. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik, yesterday interacted with a group of students from Goa and Uttarakhand at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar. The students are visiting the state as part of the Ashtalakshmi Darshan, a vibrant youth exchange program designed to deepen national integration and strengthen bonds between young people from different regions of the country. Advising the students on their responsibilities as future leaders, the governor encouraged them to stay well-informed, uphold self-discipline and adopt a selfless approach in life, and to take pride in one's cultural heritage, traditions and nurturing deep love for the nation. He also highlighted the remarkable development taking place in Arunachal Pradesh. During the program, the Goa team and the Uttarakhand students showcased the rich folk cultural traditions of their regions. The host, Rajiv Gandhi University team, presented a dance portraying the cultural vibrancy of the many tribes of Arunachal Pradesh. Arunachal Pradesh Papuan Para District Deputy Commissioner Vishakha Yadav yesterday chaired a preparatory meeting of nodal officers, returning officers and assistant electoral registration officers for the upcoming Panchayati Raj election at UPIA. The DC called upon all concerned officers to put in concerted and coordinated efforts to ensure the peaceful, free and fair conduct of the elections across the district. She also asked detailed inputs and feedback from the nodal officers. During the session, Dr. Dana Unna, Assistant Commissioner Panchayati Raj, made a detailed presentation highlighting the roles and responsibilities of the nodal officers. A separate meeting was convened by the returning officers and assistant returning officers, where key operational and procedural aspects related to the electoral process were discussed in detail. Acclaimed filmmaker from Sikkim, Tribeni Rai's film Shape of Momo will compete in India's Languages Film category in Kolkata International Film Festival 2025, starting from yesterday. The 114-minute long film will be screened on 10th November at Nandan, Kolkata. Rai herself is leaving for Kolkata today to attend the film festival. Earlier, the film clinched many international awards, including Taipei Film Commission Awards and Songwon Vision Award in Busan International Film Festival. And now before we close, the headlines once again. Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General Kirti Patnaik participates in the 150 years of Vande Mataram celebration at the State Banquet Hall, Itanagar. Sikkim joins the 150th birth anniversary of Vande Mataram at Manan Kendra Gangtok. Director General of Akashvani Rajiv Kumar Jain lauds Akashvani Kohima for its unique contribution to public broadcasting. Employees of Akashvani Aizawl gathered for a Vande Mataram sing-along at their office in Titkwangtlang, Aizawl. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.